KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 9 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today and a high of 25 with winds southeast at around 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Cass County Civil Service Commission Board of Directors will meet at 10 a.m. on February 5th in the basement meeting room of the Cass County Courthouse. On their agenda is a review of the list of potential hires for sheriff's deputies and the certifying of the civil list to Sheriff Darby McLaren. The process will include an opportunity for you to comment. Officials of the Glenwood Police Department on Wednesday said 23-year-old Dylan Harris of Malvern had been arrested last Saturday for OWI second offense. Harris's cash or surety bond was set at $2,000. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office has released a report on recent arrests. Authorities say on Saturday, 24-year-old Merari Ejavides Perez of Manila was taken into custody following a traffic stop for speeding on Highway 59. Upon further investigation, it was determined that Perez's driving privileges have been revoked through the state of Iowa. He was placed under arrest for driving while barred and cited for no insurance, along with a speeding violation. Perez was transported to the Shelby County Jail and held on bond until released by the magistrate a short time later. And last Thursday, Shelby County authorities were dispatched to a location about a mile north of Irwin on Highway M-47 for a report of a vehicle in a ditch. Upon locating the vehicle and further investigation, 33-year-old Tyler Douglas Schekinger of Manila was taken into custody and charged with OWI second offense, along with possession of dangerous weapons while under the influence. Schekinger was additionally cited for failure to maintain control and open container as a driver. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail and held that until later that morning when he was released after posting bond. Well, the Iowa Department of Public Health today reports 1,267 additional confirmed cases of COVID-19 since 10 a.m. Wednesday. The results back from the labs. There were 8 additional deaths reported yesterday for a total of 4,500, and one additional death was reported over the 24-hour period in Cass County yesterday. The total since the beginning of the pandemic now stands at 44 here in Cass County. The IDPH reports there are 2 less COVID-19 outbreaks among long-term care facilities in the state, for a total, as of this morning, of 60. Long-term care centers account for 1,866 of Iowa's current positive cases of COVID-19. The outbreaks at long-term care facilities account for 1,874 of the state's total deaths. And health officials say 1,033 long-term care center patients have recovered. 390 persons are hospitalized across the state with COVID symptoms or condition. That's 17 less than yesterday. Officials say 80 patients are in intensive care units. 52 COVID patients were admitted to hospitals over the past nearly 24 hours for a decline of 24. And there are 32 people on a ventilator. That's down 5 from Wednesday. In RMCC Region 4, those are hospitals in western and southwest Iowa, 26 are hospitalized with COVID, 5 are in an ICU, 3 people were admitted since Monday, and 1 person was on a ventilator. Iowa's average reported 14-day positivity rate is down from 10.2% Wednesday to 10.1% today. The 7-day past average is 7.7%. That continues to decline. And of the state's confirmed cases, 279,688 Iowans have recovered. The state judicial system is preparing to restart jury trials next Monday. Trials were paused at the height of the pandemic in March and then restarted in September, then paused for a second time in November as COVID-19 cases were on the increase. Iowa Supreme Court Justice Matthew McDermott was co-chair of the committee that set the guidelines for restarting the first time,
particularly with respect to picking a jury. And so that's when you have the greatest number of people collected. And so in some courts, the jury selection has been done away from the courthouse in a bigger room where there's greater separation.
And lawyer Guy Cook is another of the co-chair of the committee. He says they worked hard to find ways to get things rolling again. He says they looked at having both masks and face shields and determined during trials that masks were the best way to go. Cook says they had 2 requirements for getting the juries that were picked:
that they be fair and that they be safe. And they're really connected, because we want to ensure that we have the greatest number of people from which to select the jury, and that the jury panel is not skewed in some negative way. And so ensuring that the process is as safe as possible is a component of making the process fair.
The judicial system has created a public service announcement to explain to jurors what will happen when they are called and chosen to serve. Justice McDermott said there are always exceptions for jurors with issues.
Whether it's COVID time or whether it's any period, if there's good basis for someone for why they can't serve, they can always provide that information to the court, and the court will decide it.
And Justice McDermott said they're confident heading into the restart, optimistic, but obviously he says we're going to monitor things closely as we have throughout this whole process. The district courts in each of Iowa's 99 counties will institute the measures they need to get their jury trials back underway. In our funeral announcements, Leona Roy, age 96 of Manning, died Sunday in Carroll. A massive Christian burial for Leona Roy will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Social distancing and face masks will be required. Sharon Lou Wagner, age 81 of Atlantic, died Tuesday. A funeral service for Sharon Lou Wagner will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Cutler O'Neill Myron Woodring Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs. Barbara Jean Duval, age 96 of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Barbara Jean Duval will be held this Saturday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Karen Radcliffe Mulgard, age 79 of Atlantic, died January 20th at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Karen Radcliffe Mulgard will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Thomas Tom Harris, age 61, of Anita, died Sunday at Caring Acres Nursing Home in Anita. Funeral services for Tom Harris will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita is in charge of the arrangements. Lorraine Kors, age 88, of Garner and formerly of Atlantic, died January 18th in Garner. Graveside services for Lorraine Kors will be Monday at 10 a.m. in the Atlantic Cemetery. Cataldo Funeral Home of Garner has arrangements. And 76-year-old Shirley Griffin from Exira died Monday at the Taylor House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Shirley Griffin will be held this Monday at 2 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.